Yanks, Mets, trade deadline come and gone. Both teams added. Both teams unquestionably made their teams better and are now locked and loaded to go take a run at that World Series. Let's see what you guys think. Teddy is in Whitestone starting us off. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Ted?
So, I got a little beef with both you guys.
Go ahead.
Sal,
yeah.
The Mets did not give up the three pitching guys because they're going to be great. Mm-hmm. Jed Williams, they didn't give up. They're going to be great. That's why they didn't get none of these players that you wanted, the Millers, the Roberts, the Kwans, this and that. That was the asking price for that.
How do you know, Teddy? Because I'll just take a stab at it and say, I know more about what the asking price was than you do. Where are you getting your information from? I'd love to find that out.
Sal, I've been a Met fan for the longest time. You
Congratulations,
know?
But I actually talked to people who were involved in these talks, so I'm just curious, how do you know that's the asking price?
I don't know.
Okay,
in a court of law, I don't know. Right, you're right.
It's not the court of law. I'm talking about in reality. But right. Aside from the point, I never said that the Mets had to give up those guys. And just to further the point, BT, Teddy starts not by saying that he's thrilled at what the Mets or Yankees got, but more so what they kept. And that's my point. I'm not concerned about what they kept. I understand the importance of it. I'm talking about what they got, not what they kept.
Yeah, I mean, you might be in 2 years if some of those guys are all-stars. Listen, it's a different philosophy. I get it. And I didn't want to give up Jones. I mean, I would have given up Dominguez. You know where I stand on Lombard. And I've had that opinion in the past, and I've kind of remained married to that. And more times than not, it's burned me. Now, I feel like these guys, maybe not Dominguez as much, but they're a little different. So I'm a little more willing to hold on to them. But I wouldn't be as willing, and I wouldn't be as gracious or as complimentary on what Cashman did if I didn't think that he crushed it. Like, that's independent of who they retained. I just love who he brought in.
Right. Who would you have? What would be the number one thing? If you could add one more move for the Yankees, what would it have been?
I would probably say a back-of-the-rotation starter, okay, which he tried to do.
Okay, and you're not going to give up money much to get that anyway.
Nah.
So that's fair. I'm saying if you said, like, Alcantara, and I said, well, they could have gotten Alcantara for Dominguez, would you have done that?
I would. I'd like to know why his ERA is 6.5. Like, I'd have to really dive into some stuff, and I'm not a scout. Like, but they would have the answer. I would be open to it.
Or Kwan, you've already said you would have given up.
Yeah, Kwan.
Yeah, okay. Now, if I were to tell you the Mets, and instead of Teddy just saying, well, that's why they didn't get Robert, is because they didn't want to give up any of their top pitching prospects or Jet Williams. Those guys were never on the table for Luis Robert. If I were to tell you, BT, that the Mets didn't get Robert because they didn't want to part with Brett Beatty, what would you say?
Beatty, I would say that they probably should have made that trade because they believe in Mauricio more.
Okay. And I mean, I think that's more in line. I don't know that. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think you're right.
I think that's more in line of why the Mets maybe didn't get Robert. Now, again, I don't know the details. I'm not a reporter. Obviously, I hear some things, whatever. I'm going to use that, like I just said before. I wanted to make sure I checked in. Before I ripped the Yankees blindly for not inquiring about Kwan, I wanted to make sure, if I could, that they did try to get him. And I was told that they did. The price was too high. Now I can say, well, I don't know what the exact price was, but I have an issue that maybe they, like for me, I would have given up two out of those top three. And I don't even know if that, maybe Cleveland wanted more. Maybe they wanted Jones and Dominguez and Schlittler. And then I could understand saying no. I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm satisfied that at least the Yankees tried. But again, the price is too rich. Same thing. They tried to get a starter, probably Alcantara. Those things were reported. Their talks with the Marlins. But maybe the price was too rich. So I don't like hearing the price is too rich if you're trying to win it all now, whether it's Stearns or Cashman. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm usually with you. I just don't think anybody was out there, and there's no guarantee. It's not basketball. You get a star, okay, we're going to win.
Right.
You know, a guy could come here and hit 212 for a couple of months and hit 190 in a postseason. Like, you don't know. I'm not saying it's not a risk worth taking, like a Cespedes, like a Justice, like a Prince, like a Cecil Fielder.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anybody out there. Like, the closest really was Kwan, the closest, because not only is he good, but he fits a need for the Yankees.
And he's under control. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I went nuts about that. That's the perfect fit to me. How realistic? I mean, if he's available, it's got to be realistic. So that's my issue there. Alcantara, well, you and I had this debate. The Mets could have used a... To me, the Mets needed a top-end starter more than the Yankees, and I would not have gone all in for Alcantara because he's not that guaranteed thing. We had this argument. I was saying he's got a 6 ERA, dude. Like, that's not Verlander or Scherzer at their peak or whoever. Pick a guy. Sabathia, Randy Johnson. Pick a trade deadline guy. You know, the pure ace that's about to hit free agency. That's not what Alcantara is. Now he's under control, so there's more value there, but... I would not have gone all in. So, yeah, I do understand that there weren't those perfect fits. Kwan, to me, with the Yankees would have been one. Anthony's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call. Nice job this past week with the trade stuff. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Nice.
Listen, if you were to ask me 2 days ago, I would have said I love this trade deadline for the Mets. The problem was the other day was so good. Yesterday was like I was waiting for like the knockout punch. The knockout punch didn't happen. And that's kind of where I was disappointed. You know, Thursday, you know, Wednesday, we're getting reports of, you know, they got the closer, they got the eighth inning guy, they got the seventh inning guy. And yesterday I was waiting for the one more piece. This is the one more piece. You guys aren't mentioning it, and maybe I'm dead wrong on this. There was a Cespedes available, and it was a DH. It was Suarez. And if you see what Suarez went for, he went for the 10th guy in the Mariners farm system.
Yeah.
So you're telling me? I mean, to me, that's the system. But if he had 85 RBIs, 30 home runs. I mean, if you're looking for a DH guy that can come there and hit a pop, I mean, that was the guy. And it really didn't cost – I mean, what would that have cost them? That their 10th or 11th prospect and another throw-in guy? Like, to me, that was the guy, or Alcantara was the guy, to throw them over the top to make this a memorable trade deadline to get them to where they say they want to be in the World Series.
Yeah, but hold on a sec. Yeah, Ant, one sec. But you're saying it's the move now. Maybe Suarez more than Alcantara. And by the way, Alcantara, if he was with the Yanks or the Mets and he gets, you know, 10, 11 starts, he could have had a 2.50 ERA and been sick. Of course, that's possible. But you're calling us up saying he would have put him over the top. His ERA, he had one more bad outing. It's 7. What are you talking about?
Well, at least he would have had the potential there. And by the way, you know how I feel about him. But if they got him, I would have been excited saying, okay, they went all in. They took a shot. Even Suarez, I didn't necessarily want him for either side. I didn't think the Yankees needed him. But if the Mets added that type of bat, now, again, where does he fit? They have Mauricio. They have a gluttony of third baseman. But if they brought him in and they thought that they could make it work and have him DH the majority of the time, like, that's over the top. A move that maybe we weren't just talking about or maybe we didn't hear about. Lau, for me, was the one that I did hear about that got me excited. He's a legitimate bat. You could add him DH, play a little second. Maybe you move, you know, Jeff McNeil, or maybe you move Vientos, whatever it may be. That's where I was. I like what Anthony said as far as the knockout punch. The Mets lined themselves up perfectly. You know, first it was Soto. Then they got Rogers and Helsley. They lined themselves up perfectly for a knockout punch, and I don't think that they had that yesterday. And as for the Yankees, they did maybe more than we expected, really loading up the bullpen. We were talking about Bednar being one, but then adding Bird and Duvall, and on top of that, you know, Caballero being the backup infielder or whatever, utility player with some speed. So I love that, but was it the knockout punch over the top, sexy, holy crap, they got Kwan, or holy crap, they went all in and took a chance on Alcantara? No.
That's it. I mean, from a name perspective, no, but that doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to finish. And, you know, conversely, you could have gotten, you know, Kwan, and he struggled. So, I mean, you really don't. I get it. We've got to give the opinions
but
today.
But these guys in the bullpen could suck, too, for either team.
I totally agree. But here's the one thing, and the Mets didn't have to worry about this. I think it made Cashman's job a little tougher. Because Diaz is your guy. Right. He's your guy. I mean, if Devin Williams melts down a few more times, guess what? Devin Williams ain't closing. I don't care what Aaron Boone said yesterday. If he has another, you know, not one bad outing in a row, but if he really does scuffle, well, now you got Bednar coming and throwing cheese. Now you got Camilo Duvall coming and throwing cheese. So, yeah, and the problem too much with both of these teams, now I'll incorporate the Mets again, is that, you know, there were just not enough swing and miss arms. And, hey, if there's one thing that we know, now you still got to catch the baseball, still got to run the bases with integrity, blah, blah, blah. Your stars still have to be good. But if you can't throw the baseball by people, you know, two on, one out, bases loaded, one out, bases loaded, none out, get a strikeout, get a double play, then you are not winning anything. And almost all of these arms, starting with Soto from the left side a couple of days ago for the Mets, they are coming out and they are throwing absolute gas.
Absolutely needed those guys, both teams, Mets and Yankees, and they got them. Now, did it put them over the top? Do we feel better about them as far as the landscape of the entire league? We can get into that when we come back.